There is no cheap sin. God's department store of life has no bargain basement that features cheap sin. There are always inflation prices to pay for sin. The reason being, God sees sin more seriously than we do, and God's judgments are often more serious than we think they should be. In our last broadcast, we considered Satan and the price that he paid for the sin of pride. The reason for this, as again we saw in our previous broadcast, God's holiness. Leviticus 20, "Ye shall be holy unto me, for I the Lord am holy." From Isaiah 6, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." And from Luke chapter 1, "That holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." And finally from Revelation 4, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." But that's not the only reason that God views sin differently from what we do. We read in the book of Proverbs, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." And from the prophecy of Isaiah, the 64th chapter, "We're all as an unclean one," that is, a leper, "and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away." Paul summed it up when he said, "There is none good, no, not one." So God's view of sin depends upon his holiness and upon our sinfulness. And also, sin has consequences. Be sure your sin will find you out. "The way of the transgressor is hard, and be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." Today we want to consider another case in point, one whose sin to us might seem very minor and very insignificant, and yet God saw it in a completely different light. Reading from Genesis chapter 2, our second case in point. Having looked at Satan in our previous broadcast, we read today, "And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to till it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou wilt surely die." So it was. God placed man in this perfect garden of paradise with but one limitation, one restriction, one prohibition, and we all know the story. They partook of it. Eve and Adam partook of that forbidden fruit. The scripture says, "In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Some have said that it didn't happen. He lived over 900 years. And yet, friend of mine, I'd like to suggest to you that the day that he did eat, he did die. The physical body did live for 900 years before it met physical death. But at the very moment that Eve and Adam partook of that forbidden fruit, they were separated from a holy God. They experienced spiritual death. We read in Ephesians chapter 2, "You have he made alive who were dead in sin." And so man became separated from God. Paul wrote to the Romans in the 5th chapter, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Therefore as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon on all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord." Yes, we look upon Adam and Eve's sin as simply minor disobedience. But they defied God. They rebelled against God. And you can excuse your sin in any fashion, any form, by any terminology you want. But, friend of mine, defiance and disobedience to Almighty God results in sin. And the wages of sin is death. Christ died that you might have eternal life. Don't defy him. Don't deny him any longer. Receive Christ and become the recipient of divine grace, the gift of eternal life. Do it today. He'll bless you. Amen.